You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Chulin is Daf Gimel. We're holding on the bottom of Beit Amud Beit. So we got into yesterday an analysis of the Mishnah, which split the Mishnah up into different pieces. A group of Hakol Shochti, meaning Inu L'Chatchila, a group in which Shechitat HaMekshira would be only B'di'avad, and a third group, which we weren't sure what it was, where it would be Pasul Yafilu B'di'avad, unless we had additional information from the outside that told us, objectively, that it was kosher, which is Achayim Ro'im Otam. We knew that that last group couldn't just be Chereshot V'Katan, because why would it have said Kulam again at the end? So clearly three different variations. So our first take on the Mishnah is the one that we began yesterday, and we're still in the middle of it, and that was Rabba Barula's approach. Rabba Barula's approach is that the Mishnah is actually divided between the Dinim of Chulin and the Dinim of Katshim. So where it was talking about Hakol Shochatim, there it was meaning to say that even somebody who's Tamei could shecht chulin that were not so at Taharat HaKodesh. Shechitatan Kshera is a reference to precisely the same case of a Tamei, and of course the only way this could be managed logistically would be to have a Sakina Rucha, and for some reason the Sakina itself wouldn't become Tamei from the guy who was holding it, and therefore our only problem was maybe he'll touch the meat. But by Kachim, we don't allow that, only it's kosher b'diavad, because there's no pagam in Shechita. If it's Lamaisa, he's sure that he didn't touch the meat. The last piece of Chutz B'cheresh Shaita B'katan, which there was a Chulan, Shero Imotan, where we had the problem of what in the world was that referring to. So, again, it's good for us to go through this piece because we're going to have it again and again and again and again today. So let's just remember how it works, because every approach to Mishnah has to struggle with the same issue. The simple meaning of Chereshet V'Katan, if Acher Memdem Agav Mishchitan Kshira, is that that's what it was referring to. Im Acher Roim Amdem Agav Banitz Kosher. But we said that's impossible because there would be no need to repeat the words V'chulam Shachem Omdim al-Gabam. All you needed to say, Im Acherim Omdu al-Gabam, because then it would be a reference to the last case. Therefore, we'll have to say V'chulam is a reference to all of the above cases. So we need to go back and analyze, well, what could that mean? It can't mean the case of the Chulin. The Chulin was said you could even do Shechita. Amir L'Chatchila, the Shechita. It can't be the case of Tamei B'Mukdashim, because we don't need to have Acherim Roma Tamba Tamei B'Mukdashim. All we need to do is find out and that he knows that he didn't touch the baser. And the answer that we have to that is that this is an alternative. In other words, if the man isn't available to ask, we can rely on the evidence of somebody who was standing there, even though that may not be particularly what he was focusing on at the moment. If he says that, no, he didn't touch the baser, that's okay. That already is a question, how far Omdim al-Gabad means. Does Omdim mean there a point at the Biyamid al-Gabad? So that's something that we need to discuss later. So this becomes now a pattern in our analysis of the Mishnah. Anybody who's got a suggestion for what the Mishnah can mean has got to take the same case, which has variations between the opening of L'Chatchila HaKol Shochti, the Shechitatan Kshera, the middle case, and has to explain why that case is sometimes A and sometimes B. And any explanation of the Mishnah is going to have to explain why there would be some case where it's necessary for Acherim Amdim Agavam to be Ma'achshir B'di'avad, and not to limit it to Chereshet V'Katan, if it's to be a complete explanation of the Mishnah. Now, there are alternatives coming up where one of these issues fails. And because of that, the Gemara says it's actually an incomplete analysis of the Mishnah, and therefore it's rejected by others. But these are our challenges. Before we get on to the next approach to the Mishnah, that is an alternative to Rabba Bar Ula's Kachim Kulan approach, let's just get into the details that the Gemara is concerned about today as to why it is that the Tamei could touch the knife and the knife wouldn't be Matame the Buzzer anyway, which is what good would it do to have a long knife. Ask the Gemara, now one line up from the bottom of Amud Beit, Hai Tamei Ditma B'mai. Can you just tell me now logistically, what was the Tuma of the guy that's touching the knife? I mean, I assume that we are not talking about a case of Tumat Meit. Because Elamadit may be made, if you're going to tell me that he has a tummy mate, tummy mate's got a serious problem. And that is, first of all, I mean, the truth is, we don't really need to know the depth of the problem. Gemara's going to just expand, my God, I mean, you have a problem. Because the truth is, if it's tummy mate, if he came in contact with a mate, then he's an avatuma. He's not a rishon l'truma. An avatuma can be matam in the sake. The reason we want to make this even more problematic, and the way that we make it more problematic, is by pointing out that there's a special pasuk in the Torah that says that metal has a unique relationship to tumat mate, and that is, it's a perfect conductor. Usually, tumat mate, by definition, is attenuated by being passed on. So anything that I touch is going to be one step below my level of tumah. If I'm an avatuma, the thing that I touch is going to be a rishon l'truma, and so on and so forth. In this case, however, since the Torah says the lashon of b'chalal cherev, b'chalal cherev is very strange. I mean, a halal of cherev, a halal by the cherev, a halal cherev we understand to mean that the cherev and halal slash cherev. So we're saying that whether you touch the body or you touch a knife that was in touch with the body, you will be exactly the same, which means that the knife didn't attenuate the aviavotatum of the cherev, of the halal. So cherev and halal are equal. That makes it even worse, because that means that any avatuma and up, of course the mate per se is aviavotatum and will create an avatuma even in attenuation. Good. But in the case where I touch a knife that touched the mate, normally I would only be a rishon l'truma, because the avatuma, however in this case that's not true. I'm an avatuma as if I came in contact with the mate gufa. So that makes the problem even more extreme, because, I mean, even if we'll say that he's a tummy mate, who touched someone who was a tummy mate? There's only a rishon. So once he becomes only a rishon, he cannot go and be matame the knife. Because this din of halal cherev being a perfect conductor is only on the actual tuma without its having been attenuated, which is by definition the meaning of an ava tuma. That's where we go from av to aviavot, instead of saying the ava tuma of the mate is the mate. It's not that way. Because the avi avot will still create an av, and we'll still call it av instead of tolada. Because of this, it's considered to be a primary source. So any primary source that comes in touch with a metallic kli is going to be able to give over that tumor without attenuation. So even if the guy himself was only an ava tumor, so he had touched someone now who had touched the mate, who was an ava, it wouldn't make any difference, because he touched the mate. Now he touches the sakin. The sakin is still going to be able to be matami. And therefore, no matter how many levels down you go, even if he himself was just enough to be matame a kli, because to be matame a kli, you need to be an avatuma, that kli is still going to be matame the boser that it touches. The boser is makabel tuma, even from a rishon l'truma. It's only a kli that can't be makabel tuma from a rishon l'truma. So no matter how you state the case, we have a problem here. And therefore, it cannot be. But this, as I said, b'chalal cherev, as Rashi points out, is not 100% necessary here. Because if he's a tamei mate, even without chalal cherev, he could still be matame. He's an avatum, he could still be matame a sakin. Then if the sakin is a rishon, it'll still be matame. So that's not the issue. We're just making it even more acute. This is a really serious problem. So, b'chalal cherev amrachona cherev areo kechalal, therefore he's an avatum no matter what, even if he only touched someone who now, the knife had itself touched someone that had made the knife into an avatum, is still going to be able to give him tuma. So then, letamia l'sakin, let the knife become tummy from him, and then the sakin will come and be metame the basar. So, okay, so that's out. It's got to be talking about not a case of tumat mate. He was metame b'sheretz. If he touches a sheretz, he becomes a rishon l'tuma, and anything but an av cannot be metame a kli. So the knife is going to remain tahor. Or maybe he is a tummy mate. Who's to say that he's using a kli to shek? Why does he have to use a kli? I mean, you're assuming he used a knife. Why? Because people generally use knives. That's not a reason to say that the case is after they use the knife. Maybe it's talking about shabadak krumicho kone v'shachatpa. Maybe he just took a piece of reed and he sharpened it and used it. I mean, that's pretty sharp. You get paper cuts all the time. So maybe he basically cut with paper.
It's wood instead of...
Yeah, that's how it gets pshutekli yates. Is that makabel tuma? Of course, the problem over here is we're talking about crutching according to this approach. Case B, set B in the Mishnah is talking about a tamei, you're saying, mate, that is shecht in Kodesh by standing outside of the Azara using a long sakin. But don't you need a kli for shechita of crutching? It's not very nice to talk about chulin, you know, you could take a kli mishalkana. But I thought that there was a din of kli, maybe even kli sharetz. This was a question that Tosafot goes into over here, which is why we wanted to avoid this evil item if we could. The Tanya, bakol shochatim, you can use anything to shecht. You can use a tzur, use a sharp knife, use a piece of broken glass, zchuchit, krumit shalkona, as long as, of course, it's completely smooth and you're shechted. Abaya amar hachif, Tanya. Abaya says, this business about the Mishnah being split into two sets, one of Kutchim and one of Chulin, I don't go in for it. We'll see why he doesn't go in for it later. I don't go in for it. I have a completely different approach. I say, we've got to be talking about a case which has a lechatchila and which has a bidyavad, but it isn't Chulin and Kutchim. The case is as follows. Remember the Kutim? The Kutim were the ones that had been brought into Eretz Yisrael to take the place of the Aseret HaShvatim, the whole, after the Golos of the Aseret HaShvatim, and now Sadchir, Vizgola, all the Yumais, we replace the local population, the indigenous population, we bring in other peoples, and in the case of Eretz Yisrael, they brought in people from Kuta, and those people settled in, and remember that we had the whole story of their being attacked by lions, and their feeling that the land doesn't appreciate their presence, the local gods apparently are big on lions, and so they decided to become Geirim. And they were called Geirei Arayot. And the question is whether that was a true Geirut or not a true Geirut. In any event, assuming that these Kutim are actual Geirim, well, let's say there's a machlokas how we treat them. The problem was that they never had been mekabel on themselves the Torah as it is. So what they basically took a more contemporary approach. You take what you like. And those are the things that Moses really meant. And so okay, we're going to ask later. I mean, so why would they keep any, if they don't keep the Torah Shebaal Peh, why would they keep any of these dinim of Shechita? It doesn't say anything in the Torah about Shiyah, Chaloda, Hagroma, Yikor, but where do they get all that from? And obviously, which is always the case of all of these sects, they take what they like, and that becomes the determining factor. Whatever they happen to take, they take. So the question over here is, it'll turn out that they did accept the dinim of Shechita, but they didn't accept the explanation of Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Mikshol, other than don't put a stone in front of a blind man and laugh as he falls. And so it means it was a very literal approach. And therefore, well, if it's tarfus, you know, I won't eat it, but you could sell it to that guy in the long black frock and the black hat. I mean, that's perfectly okay there because there's no issue with Lifnei Iver. And so that would be the problem. Therefore, when the Mishnah is akol shochatim, it means even a kuti can shecht, so that the shechit of the kuti is kosher, and we would even give him an animal to shecht, as long as we could be sure that it didn't become treif, because he wouldn't tell us. Therefore, b'med dvar mamurim, kish Yisrael omed al gabav. It's only true if there's a Jew there. But if a Jew is only being yotzei v'nichnas, let's say have a mashgiach. Now the mashgiach doesn't stand there all day. Mashgiach walks in and out. That's no good. Now later on he's going to be attacked on that, because as we know, we have lots of basis to say a mashgiach doesn't have to be standing there the whole time. Why isn't yotzei v'nichnas sufficient? And Abai is going to explain why he doesn't hold, in this case, yotzei v'nichnas is sufficient. But in any event, this turns out to be one of the items of contention in Abai's approach. But you'll note, it isn't really central to his approach. In other words, we could substitute for the words Yotzei v'Nichnas, we could substitute for Omer Agava, we could substitute Yotzei v'Nichnas. It's not that that's the main point. I can adjust Abaye to accept whatever level of Hashgach is necessary. So as if I replace the words B'med Devarim Amurim Kishyesha Mashgiach, then however you'll explain what does Kishyesha Mashgiach mean, it'll be enough. And that's what we're going to do later on, to adjust the words of Abaye. So don't get too caught up in this problem of Yotzei v'Nichnas, because to some extent it's tangential to the main point. Well, the main point is, we're looking for a single case that may have an application with Chatchila, and that has another application with Yavad. So the Kuti, the Shechita per se, is kosher with Chatchila. The question is, was there a Shechita? That's a different issue. So we need to be certain that there was a Shechita, and therefore we need to have a Mashgiach. I believe that a mashgiach is Omer Agava. Yotzei v'Nichnas is not a mashgiach. So there you have Nikanas lo yishrot. Ve'im shachada, if he did do the shechita, then what? Then you're saying kum shachtu kosher. How could it be kosher? I mean, how do you know it wasn't pure tarfus? How do you know he did it correctly? Simple. Cut off a little piece and ask him to eat it. Yeah. Well, if he's ready to eat, since he himself wouldn't eat tarfus, so they happen to believe in shechita. So therefore, if he eats it, so you take off a kezayat basar, noten lo, ochlo, mutar lecho mishchitato, lo ochlo, asur lecho mishchitato. So therefore, we really do have ilechatchila and bidiavad, which is not innate in the kuti, but which is a question of the information we have available as to what had actually happened. Maybe that's what it means. I agreed that it's not as lovely an explanation of the Mishnah, which the way we had it initially, of Rabbah Barula, we were talking about something which was a halakhic question, not a logistic question. But this also fits that there would be two sets, one with sufficient information, one with insufficient information, and the bidiavad would be ways to get that information after the fact. That's what we mean by bidiavad, which is not usually what we mean, right? Usually mean was, well, we wouldn't have wanted it to happen this way, but we'll do it, we'll accept it. So there, everything would be fine, but continues the Mishnah, chutz v'cher shet v'katen, over there, no, it wouldn't even help. There's no way for us to provide that additional information. Because you never know what happens there and how can you eat that. Then, when we say, that certainly includes the chereshet of the cotton, yes, but we've got our problem because it doesn't only include chereshet of the cotton. Therefore, as the Gemara, v'kulon sheshachtu ahem. When you're talking about v'kulon sheshachtu, what are you referring to? Are you referring to the chereshet v'katan, alokoi, on that case and only on that case? That's crazy. Then it should have said ve'im shachatu. Obviously, if you say v'kulon, it's got to be referring to and all of the above cases. Well, let's see if that works. You're talking about the case of kuti. How could it be the case of kuti? Because here it's saying acherim ondem agabam then shchitatan kshira, but you understood that acherim ondem agabam is lechatchila kosher, not bidiavad kosher. You said kuti amrki yisrael lo min agabam shachar afilu lechatchila, and that was the meaning of our kol shochtim. So how could it be now? But if they did check that someone was there, that's not if they did check. That's how you started. You said if somebody is there, go ahead and check. That's crazy. You're right, kasha. That is not good. But I mean, anything else I can explain? I just can't explain the word v'chulan as opposed to im shachar. Now, Rava, again, has a problem only with the tangential issue here in Abba. Namely, isn't a mashgiach with Yotzi v'Niklas enough? And therefore, Rava is going to adjust it to mean a mashgiach, whatever it takes to be a mashgiach. But again, it's not a significantly different approach. He's just going to say, if you want to take a biased approach, it needs to be stated differently. Therefore, Rava says, what, Yotze v'nichnas is not enough lechatchila to be considered a kosher hashgacha? Why not? Somebody leaves a goy in his store, and his store has wine, and he's selling wine as makolet. So then he leaves the store, there's goyim in the store, Yisrael Yotze v'nichnas. If there's a mashgiach going in and out, he's going to be standing there as mutter. Oh, it says, wait. It doesn't say Haminiach, right? Miniach. It says Haminiach. It says someone who left. That's mashma. You're not supposed to do that. If anything gets proved to me, if it turns out it was a semi-mashmiach, mela rabbanut hashgacha, you know. I mean, certainly not about that. We're talking about badats. That's only bidiavad. No. All right, fine. You don't like that. Let's be medayik from the sefer. Elamiacha. Ein hashomer tzarich yamut. It also says, a mashgiach doesn't have to be sitting there all day long. Mutar means lechatchilat mutar. So perhaps the organization of the Mishnah was well, not only this, but even this. You know, or maybe meiniach hameiniach, as Tosa says, it could be in either direction. You know, it's not 100%. You can't be medayek to be dafka hameiniach, but I can't prove to you that it's meiniach lechatchila either. Maybe that's the approach.
We say omer agabo, that means constant.
Yeah, constant.
As opposed to
the exactly. So therefore, says Rava, look, and it'll turn out in the end of this sugya, that Rava's only adjusting Abaye. He doesn't really believe that this is the Pshat in the Mishnah. He's just saying, if this is the approach you want to take, that's a function of knowledge of what's happening through a mashgiach, then don't talk about Omdin al Gabas. Say, talk about Yotze v'Nichnas. That's all he's doing. Hagi katan. Hakol shochatin afilu kuti b'me dvarim omer kishso Yotze v'Nichnas. But if you walk into the room and you find that he had shechted without any fear of Yotze v'Nichnas, then chotech kizayet basar v'notein lo achlo mutar lachom mishchitato, as you said. If we could check that he's ready to eat it, he wouldn't eat tarfas. He'd only feed you tarfas. Lo achlo asur lachol mishchitato. So then it's okay. So sort of this is called the Munsi approach. Chutz mecher shot of a cotton. That over there, afilo the avad nami lo. There we don't want to eat a shchita because you never know what happens. Shemi yishu achlidu for all of the good intents in the world. The cher shot of a cotton is not properly attached to what he's doing, to be able to really do things right. Okay, so just, and according to Rava, does the Vekulan Shrach to make any more sense? Obviously not, but we might as well talk it out. So then Vekulan Shrach to, what is that referring to? Hey, I mean, again, Ilei Macher Shrach to Vekulan Alokai, alone, then why didn't you just say, and if they did, Ve'im Shrach to Mibayle. Ella, it's got to refer to all of the above cases, but it can't refer to the above cases, because if it's referring to Kuti, you don't need Omer Agabav. You said even if he's only Yotze v'Nichnas, it's Mutter, not B'di Avad v'Lechatchila. So that's crazy. You made it even worse. So Amar Tafilo Yotze v'Nichnas Shachet Achila. That's true. Gosh, that's a problem according to this adjustment of a biased pshat. Rava's pshat, it's no better, of course. But, I mean, that's not the point of Rava. It's not coming to fix up a baya. He's just coming to address this particular issue of what defines a kosher hashgach. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, let's start over here. I agree, there's got to be a case where it's going to be l'chatchila, the same case in other circumstances being b'diavad. Okay, so here's how I understand it. Okay, then. Hakol shochatin, this means even a Yisrael mumer can shecht. And when I say Yisrael mumer, what do I mean? I mean l'achis, I mean, how can you trust that? He's going to, you know, maybe he'll bedafka make a treif in a way that you won't notice, just to prove a point. So when you say mumer, what do you mean? No, mumer in terms of, if he's really hungry, and McDonald's is the only store available, so, you know, I mean, when you're hungry, so lechol mevilot teavon. You know, I mean, I would not, if I had available a store like that, and it would be kosher, I certainly would go into that store, but it's not available. So in other words, the point over here is, if he has heter available, he doesn't eat iser. He just doesn't go to any great trouble to get the heter. So this is going, says Ravashi, according to Rava's Yesod, which is the Omer Rava, Yisroel Mumer Ochel Nevelot Te'avon. There's nothing wrong with his Shechita as long as he doesn't have to go to any trouble to do the Shechita right. So you'd have to give him a kosher knife that you checked. You did all the dirty work. So you give him a kosher knife, which is already sharp, and you spend 3 hours making sure the knife is kosher. Now, hand him the knife, Bodek sakin v'notein lo, and he can check, and you don't even have to look. And it's mutar lechol mishchitato, because why would he mess it up? Avlo badak v'natan lo, I mean, if you're certainly not going to rely on his knife, I mean, that takes time and trouble. He doesn't want to invest in eating kosher. He'll eat kosher if it's available. So if you didn't do that, you didn't give him the kosher knife, then lo yishchot. But, that's the lechatchila. Now here comes the bidyavad. How about if you didn't give him the knife and he went ahead and checked it? Im shachat. You found that he had his own knife? Well, then bidyavad, you could check his knife. So bodek sakino acharav, nimtzek sakino yafa. If the knife is still good, fine. So then mutar lechol mishchitato. Im lav, asur lechol mishchitato, and if not, then no good. Chutz mecher shot of a katan, the afil diavad namilo, shema yeshu, shema yidrusu, shema yachalid. Okay, so now let me understand in this case the vechulan. The vechulan shachtu once again, ilay mecher shot of a katan, we know the answer to that by now. It should have said v'im shachato, mi boile. Ela what? We're going back to the opening case, the Yisrael Mumer, well, in which of the two circumstances? If you were bodik sakin l'noten lo, you'd said that that's perfectly kosher. Shachet lechatchil, you don't need anybody to be a mashgiach. And if you weren't bodek sakit v'noten lo, so then you said you could be bodek the sakit subsequently, right? Okay, so then eat the sakin. Look, mamonoshach. I mean, I know you could have told me, well, we don't have the sakin. If we don't have the sakin, it doesn't help to be a midagav. How do you know that the sakin was kosher? So eat the eat the sakin. Look, mamonoshach. If the knife is still around, check it now. Lift the keashta. Eat the let the sakin. And if there is no knife, so then what good is it to have acherim rohim ato mayavin? Yeah, I mean, certainly they can't see microscopically into the knife. Dilma besakin peguma shachin. Whoops, that's kasha. Okay, so we don't have any better approach to the v'chulan in Rav Ashi than we had in Rava or than we had in Abaye. So often the only one who's really dealt with the issue properly is really Rabba Barula, our opening approach. Here we've got this problem with the v'chulan that's not going away. Okay, let's see if there's any other thing. Ravina. Ravina says, I have an idea. Agreed that we're talking about information. Now, my approach, however, I think makes a heck of a lot more sense. I'll tell you. Because what you're doing is you're constructing cases in which we're dealing with some extraordinary outside problem. Is it a kuti? Is it a Yisrael Mumer? I mean, that's crazy. Why isn't the Mishnah referring to a general issue of Shechita? So here's how I would say it. Generally speaking, in an issue of Shechita, there's two things that we want to know. Number one, does this guy have a diploma? I mean, you're talking about a guy, I walk into a guy shechted. I mean, does he know what he's doing? That's called, is he a mumcha? You can have all the diplomas you want in Shechita and still not be able to shecht. And that's called a mochzek. Mochzek means we've seen him shecht properly. Now, these two things are not necessarily, don't go hand in hand. You can be an expert in the law and not be able to shecht because you're faint-hearted and you sort of get queasy at the sight of blood. In which case, if you start shechting, you're going to hesitate. But if you hesitate, you're going to be over on Shia, and then it's not going to be kosher. So we don't let people shecht just because they know the laws. On the other hand, you may be an expert in Shechita, and we've watched you shecht a dozen times, but you don't know what the heck you're doing. It just happens to be that you do it. You know, you wouldn't know if you did it wrong, but you're used to doing it right. You've watched other people, but you don't. If I ask you, what exactly do you need to look out for? I don't know. I know you move a knife. You know, it works. No. He's a bookie. No, the mummer is a bookie. We're assuming we're not dealing with this issue.
Okay, but let's say you wouldn't go through the trouble
of learning how to do it, right? Why not? Children know. These are the five laws of Shechita. It's a big deal. So that is not an external question, says Ravina. That's built into the system. The moment you hear the word Shechita, you have to deal with these two questions. Now, which of these two questions are more central? And this will account for two Lashonas in Ravina. Is the one that's l'chatchila the muhzak but not mumche, or is the one that's l'chatchila the mumche but not muhzak? Now, we could, of course, subsequently give a guy a bechina and find out that he did know the halachas of Shechita and so on. So we can understand where there is a l'chatchila b'diavad in this case, without getting into the kind of things that you guys were getting into, says Ravina to Abaye and to Rava and to Rav Ash. I don't understand why you're throwing in all these other issues. The thing is very simple. It's a question of a guy hakol shochtim. Okay, so I say, and this is the first approach, I say hakol shochtim if they have a diploma. In other words, they were a mumcha. They could pass a test in Shechita, but they've never done Shechita. And I'm saying that a mumcha can shecht even though afapisha ein muhzakim, even though we have not actually seen this guy shecht and he doesn't have a diploma that anybody has watched him shecht. So in other words, we don't worry about that. But, and this is that was the lechatchila. What is the bidyavad? That indeed yodim boshi yodei lo mario chod shechita. You have to understand that when we talk about a mumcha, it means he's literally passed the test. But if we can't say that he passed the test, ein yodim bo shi yodei lo mario chod shechita, and that's 100%, not 98%. He needs to know all of the dinim of shechita in order to avoid messing things up without even realizing that he did so. Then lo yishchot. Here comes the bidyavad. Ve'im shachat shechitatan ksheira, because you can always give him a test ex post facto. We don't want to allow that. If we knew for a fact that he doesn't know, obviously we've got the same problem that we've got with the Chereshite of the Cotton, which are numerous issues. We don't want to give a behemoth to be messed up by somebody who doesn't know. We're worried that we don't won't realize in time that the guy doesn't know. We'll eat it because we're used to eating it, whatever. But we're certainly not going to do that. But b'riyabad, im shachat botkinato, give him a test now. Im yodea lomar lachot shchita, mutar lachom shchitato, im lav asur lachom shchitato. Simple. Then we get to chereshat v'katan. Oh, now wait a minute. Over there, we've got another problem. And that is the chisaron of dat means that even though normally I don't worry about whether you're going to do it right if you know how to do it right, when it comes to chereshat v'katan, I do have a problem, because that's the whole point of dat, that it doesn't help to know how to do it right. You can know everything, you know. They may know how to be mekadesh et isha v'biyah, but that doesn't mean that they're able to be mekadesh. That's the point. So you don't have any connection to what you know, and therefore they're not going to go ahead and do it correctly, and because of that you cannot rely on that knowledge. And therefore, cheresh et v'katan, there it's not going to be kosher because of the same old problem. Even though they know, it's Shema Yeshu, Shema Yitrusu, Shema Yachlido. Okay, now how do we understand the Kulam Sheshachat? Kulam Sheshachat Ahe. Ilema Kereshat V'katan Alokoi, of course, that's no good, because then why didn't it just say V'im Shachat? Ela, what? On the original case? The case where the guy's out of Mumcha? You said that we could just find out, right? Give him a test. So, B'bot Kinato Sagi. Ah, but there is an explanation. The Lete Lekamanda Livdike, the guy isn't here. So if the guy isn't here, and somebody was standing there, and says, look, I can't tell you whether he knows what he's doing or not, but he sure did it right. That's fine, because there's no be'etzem psul of the guy knowing or not knowing. The question is, do I have information that it was done right? Normally, I'll assume it was done right because he knows what he's doing. Here, I don't know if he knows what he's doing, but somebody tells me he knows what he's doing in terms of what he did. He did it right. Okay, that's one approach, and obviously we can flip this. Because if you hold that the main issue is doing it right, not knowing what you're doing, but there's such a thing as just getting it right every time by accident, you know, like most of the people that fix your car, that kind of thing, so, it often works. I've seen other people do it right. But, if you turn it a little bit too, for the old Zen and motorcycle maintenance issue. So that, by the way, is really the issue here. And that's the question. Versus the mumchim. So maybe we could take it the other way around. And this is the Iboy to Ema. So Ikari Amri Ravina said, on the contrary, Hakol Shachatim means anybody that has been able to shecht, we've seen him shecht before. You know, he came into town and he's been shechting here for years. I mean, nobody ever gave him a bechina. He's got a long white beard. He probably knows what he's doing, you know. So that's the question. According to this approach, that's okay. Because we have a klal, rov mitzuyinei tzushchita mumchinein, according to Amandi Omar, and therefore you get allowed to be sonach on that rov. Most people who get into the profession have learned halachas and are diplomates of the International Shchita Institute. And so, okay, but they're mumchin. That's what's important. That's mumchin afapisha in mumchin. Okay, now, the bamed dvar mamurim is where we can't tell you that he's even mumchin. So, bamed dvar mamurim, that he's definitely shakl fenei shnayim shalosh pamim, and we know that he doesn't get queasy. Velonit alef. If he gets queasy, then he, even without realizing it, slows down, and for a moment he's like not sure where he is. You know, if that's ever happened to any of you, but it's a very, very common kind of reaction when you're reacting to something and what you're doing, you start to hesitate. So there. It's okay, but then we cannot allow him to shecht. Why? Because the fact that we can assume he knows how to do it, we don't know, we can assume he knows how to do it, doesn't mean he's going to be able to do it, because maybe he'll get queasy. Shema yitalef. Ve'im shachat. Now, where's the b'diavad? If he shechted and he says, look, I'm telling you, there wasn't a moment of queasiness, I just shechted. V'amar bori l'shalonit alafti, then shchitato k'shira, chutz v'chereshet v'katan, we're over there, we can't say that. So diavad nami lo, shamei sheshamei shesu, shamei yachalidu. Once again, kulon sheshachta, what would that be going on? Ilem v'chereshet v'katan, alokai, why doesn't it say v'im shachato, miboyle? Ela is going on what? The previous case was we don't have a chazaka. But you said we don't need somebody else. We could just ask the guy. We don't let him do it lechatchila because we're afraid he'll get queasy. But if we ask him and he says, no, no, there was no problem, then that's enough. So now why are we talking about having somebody that saw him? No, okay, here too, I can come under the same answer. The late come under lechatchila, he's not present, and therefore we need an alternative, and this is our alternative. That Achaim Rovinato is enough because Achaim can certainly pick up whether the guy is has gone through a queasy moment and stop moving for a minute. Ravina, now let's go through what the problems are of each of these cases and why it is that the others would have rejected the solutions that were offered by others. So now, Ravina and Rabba Bar Ula, who both were able to deal with the question of the Kulam. So over the, by saying that they're not here, we need additional sources, an alternative. So they are obviously not going to take the approach of Abaye or Rava or Ravashi because those approaches never dealt with the Vechulam. So whether we were talking about the Mumcha, whether we're talking about the Kuti in option A, where Yisrael Oymin Agavam, or option B, where it's Nichlas V'yotze, that's unimportant, that's Abaye V'Rava, respectively. I mean, none of those approaches dealt with the issue of Vechulam properly. They just said, well, yeah, it doesn't really matter. It could be going a Kereshet L'Kon. Obviously, you can't ask someone why they wouldn't take that approach. That approach stinks to them. It doesn't really cover all of the things. So that's for sure. We understand why. That's Mishum Dekasha V'Kulan. Okay, now, Rabba Bar Ula, who gave what appeared to be really the most clear-cut explanation of the Mishnah in alternating between Kulan and Kachim, our first approach, why didn't they want to take that approach? Well, remember that Rabba Bar Ula had a problem too. And that was, why do we have the issue of Tamei B'Muktashin in Zvachim and here? And we have two approaches to that. Two approaches, despite what everybody thinks, doesn't mean take your pick. Two approaches mean one of these approaches is right, and you have to decide which that is. Therefore, the reason I didn't say like Rabba Bar Ula is, look, to try to answer why we would have a Mishnah in Zvachim and here to say, well, the truth is, here's the place you want to discuss it, because this is the Dinim of Shechita. That's ridiculous. The Iker is there in the Dinim of Kachim. Why would the Iker be here? Why would we schlep in the Dinim of Tamei here in the Sugya of Chulin? That doesn't make any sense. And they don't have the alternative. This was the approach, and that approach doesn't make sense. So, forget it. And according to the other approach, Lach Lishna, that said, Hotam Iker, and over here, once it mentions Tamei B'Chulin, it also mentions Tamei B'Mugdashim, which, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. I mean, you can always say Agav for no reason. So tell me, why not? Very simple, why not? The whole mission was based on an assumption which is very iffy. Namely, that there's such a thing as a problem of Tumah B'chulin if somebody wants to eat Chulin B'tara. And that's what we based the whole thing on. Kasova Aitana, that Chulin should answer Tarat HaKodesh is Kekodesh Domo. Who says? So therefore, they may be rejecting that approach in Rabba Bar Ula for a more fundamental reason. We don't agree that Tumah by Chulin makes any sense. Tamei B'Chulin Gufo is there. Don't tell me we brought Kachim Agav the Din of Tamei B'Chulin, because I'll ask you, what the heck did you mention the Din of Tamei B'Chulin for? Chulin Shanazra Al Tarat HaKodesh Lav Kekodesh Damu. Now, Ravina sure made a heck of a lot of sense. I mean, Ravina was talking about issues that are innate to the Shechita question. I mean, Kashrus doesn't only have to do with an act, it's with the guy who's doing the act. Don't we need to know whether he should be here or not? So Karabina, nonetheless, they didn't want to say why. Well, according to the approach of Ravina, who spoke about mumchin and the need for mumchin, but if he's not a mumchin, we'd have to put him through a test and so on. The reason they don't say that approach is because they hold that you always assume that a guy is a mumchin. And that's because rov mitzuginetzor shkita mumchinein. So, okay, so you've got the alternative, which is mumchzorkin. La'achlina lishna di'amru mumchzorkin. Well, you have to be a mumchin. And if you're not a mumchik, then not. Even though you're right, we can assume that a mumcha he is. No, they hold. That's not a problem. Because if a guy knows the dinim, why don't we let him check? What's the percentage of the population that's going to get queasy? I'm not worried about that. So la lufi lo kashina, we're not concerned for queasiness.
He has a hasn't done it before.
Even though he's never done it before.
Doesn't he experience
that? That's what they hold. You don't need that because, look, in the rare cases where it'll happen, so fine. But I'm not going to say, don't check. Now, Rava and Abaye, and we know why Rava didn't hold up Abaye. Remember, they were both talking about how do we define a mashgiach? So, in the case of the Kuti, how do we find the mashgiach? Rava doesn't want to say kabaya. He says why he doesn't want to say kabaya. Because we have a Mishnah that says if you leave a goy in your store, as long as the shomer, ena shomer tzrich liot yoshev, there it could be yotzev and echnas. So therefore Rava says, why would you say it that way? Change it to read yotzev and echnas. Okay, so we know why Rava didn't want to say like abaya. The reason that abaya doesn't say kabaya, that we don't know. Because, I mean, he makes a lot of sense. Yotzev and echnas. Why? It's a Mishnah. I mean, why is it different here when it comes to Shkita than it is by wine? Says the Bible. Of course, it's very different. The case of the wine is if the Mashgiach walks in and finds the guy holding a bottle of wine, then it's over. So the guy's not going to go to the bottle of wine. Over here, he's holding it. Now the question is, what did he do with it? So the whole thing takes 10 seconds. You're going to say, oh, it's okay, it can be Yotzev and echnas. What good is Yotzev and echnas on something that is there for 10 seconds, if he finds you holding the animal a knife, all he'll do is say, okay, great, go ahead and check. I'm not doing anything wrong. So obviously, there's no mirtat. The whole thing of Yotzev v'nichnas is a mirtat issue. And therefore, hatam lo naga, acha naga, that's what he's supposed to do. I don't think this has anything to do. The level of Ashgach is a different level of Ashgach. Now, Ravashi, who wanted to change it to deal with the Yisrael Mummer, as opposed to the case of Kuti, he didn't have to talk about either of those cases. He says, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Kutim are not even Jewish. So what's the difference if there's good Hashgacha there or not? You know, so that they can't check. Kutim, Gerei Arayotem. I believe that they come from lions. They don't really come from a desire to be Jewish. Abaye doesn't say, of like Ravashi, that we're talking about a mummer, because he doesn't hold of Rava, who says that even a McDonald's boy is kosher for Shechita. So, that explains everything except for one thing. Rava. Why in the world does Rava, who is the source of the din of Yisrael Mummer? Now that gives him an excellent option to explain the Mishnah. I, Rava, who say that a McDonald's boy is kosher for Shkita, I understand that the Mishnah is talking about a Yisrael Mummer, and then the question is Yochanan Avelis Teavon, did I give him a sacking that was properly sharpened or didn't. And that's the two cases of the Mishnah. Why would Rava go to this weird approach of a Kuti when it's like so obvious what the right approach should be? What do you have to get involved in the question of Hashgacha? No, this is the Gemara. He wasn't involved for the Seder. El Rava, my time, I'm not Kishma to time. And he's the guy who said the approach that a McDonald's boy is kosher. So why didn't he just say that that's what the Mishnah is referring to? Because he never said anything about the Kuti, for heaven's sakes. He was just talking to Abaye, saying to Abaye, you're learning the Mishnah's talking about Kuti. Look, I don't agree. I mean, I think the Mishnah's talking about a mummer, but let's not even discuss that. What's this business of needing a Mashgiach who's Eime Agava if the din is Yotzev and Echnas? If you want to say it your way, at least don't say Eime Agava. Say Yotzev and Echnas. Personally, I don't know that that's what the Mishnah's talking about anyway. So all he was doing was the dvar of the Abaye Kama, the lay, lo sphirle. He personally never took that approach seriously anyway. So basically, what we have over here is one approach that forces us, that's the opening approach, Rabba Barula, forces us to interrelate the Mesechtot of Zvachim and Chulin, and that may raise issues of why we would have the halacha here and there, which one is the Iker. The most, perhaps, striking of the approaches was the Muvzakim and the Mumchen Sugya, which was Ravina. That's the one that's most Nogan. Do we need, in fact, a diploma? Do we need, in fact, experience in order to have Shkita? Those were the two options, another two options of the Mishnah. And then we had the strange options, in which the Mishnah would be talking about particularized cases, where it could be talking about a Kuti, whether the Hashgach is Omer Agav, or the Hashgach is Yotzev Nichnas, could be talking about a Yisrael Mummer, assuming that a Yisrael Mummer L'Teavon, in the issues of Shechita itself, meaning a McDonald's, is going to be kosher for Shechita, and of course those things left open the whole question of what to do for Chulin. But basically these are our approaches. Chulin V'Kotshim, Kuti, in two ways, Yisrael Mumer, Mugzik, and Mumcha. So the Mishnah has forced us to really deal with all of these variations, and who knows, maybe more. Anyway, look, I mean, a guy is Navatuma. And even if it wouldn't be for Chalal Kerev, I mean, we certainly have a problem of Rishon LaTumah here. And it must be, therefore, that it may be Sheretz. Or, maybe we don't have a Sakin. That would be Metame. Because even if it was it may be made, So then, chotech kezayit basar, noten lo, achlo mutar lacho mishkutato, lo achlo asur lacho mishkutato, chutz b'cherushat v'kot. We're over there, afil b'diavad na'amilo, shameishu shameidrusu shameyachlidu, and then v'chulun sheshachtu is ahe, ilan b'cherushat v'kot na lo koi, v'im shachatu mi boile, ela akuti, ha'amret kishisro lo mir agabav shachat afil l'chatchila, and over here it only says, im shachatu v'chem ro'neto, kasha. Omar Rava, whoa, what's this Omer Agav of what Yotzi V'Dichlas is not good enough for you? V'Tzlana Miniach Ovet Kochavim B'Chanotov Yisrael Yotzi V'Dichlas Mutar. Wait a minute, over there it only says Mutar B'Diavad. Mikatani Meiniach, HaMiniach Katani Diavad. Okay, fine, the other part of the Mishnah. Ein HaShomer Tzarek Liyot Yoshivu Mishamer El Ava B'Shi Yotzi V'Dichlas Mutar. El Omar Rava Ovitani. Hakor Shogatina Filu Kuti Babet Varma Kish Yisrael Yotzi V'Dichnas is the correct way to say it. Avoba ummatzo shishachat chotek zayis batzar v'dotein lo achlo mutar lachol mishkitato lo achlo asur lachol mishkitato chutz b'cherushat v'kot nafil diavad namilo shema yeshu shema yidrusu shema yachlidu v'kulan shishachatu ahi ilay b'cherushat v'kot na lo koi v'im shachatu b'boile ela akuti amrit v'il yotzi v'nechra shachat v'chatkila kasha revashi amrochi tani akor shachatin afil yisrael mumer mumer l'may lachol nemelo tatei avon kira rova. Remember, that's our problem later. The Omar Rava, Yisroel Mumer Ochen Velot L'Teavon, Bodek Sakin, Noten Lo, Mutar Lecho Mishkitato. Ava Lo Badak V'natan Lo, Ve Lo Yishchot. Ve'im Shachat, then you can always ex post facto be Bodek Sakin U'acharav, Nim Tzet Sakin U'yafan, this is the B'diavad, Mutar Lecho, Mishkitato Im Lava Sur Lecho Mishkitato, Chutz V'Kher Shad V'Kon, where even if everything is right, Afil b'diavad namilo, shema yeshu, shema yidrusu, shema yachalidu. Now, v'chulan sheshachtu ahe, ilay machir shatvekot na lokoi, v'im shachatu mi boile, ela yisrael mumar, you don't need it, ita bodak sakin venoten lo, anu shachat l'chatchila, and if lo bodak, mi bodak it now, ita l'sakin lives the geashta, ita letter l'sakin, what good is it to be achim ro'ino, to my avi, how do you know that the sakin wasn't a sakin paguma shachi, kashi. Ravina Amar Hakiktani. Hakol Shochatin means Hakol Mumchin Shochatin. Mumchin Afo Pishen Mugzakin. Bamed Mar Mumrim Shiyodim Bo Shiyodeh Lomar Ruchot Shechita. Aval Ein Yodim Bo Shiyodeh Lomar Ruchot Shechita Lo Yishchot. Ve'im Shachat, Botkin Oto Next Post Facto. Im Yodeh Lomar Ruchot Shechita Mutar Lacho Mishchitato. Ve'im Lava Tzul Lacho Mishchitato. Chutz Mecher Shet Vakad, and none of that helps. And afil diavad namilo shema yishu shema yidrusu shema yachalidu. And then what is v'kulan sheshachta referring to? Ilay macher v'shet v'kot na lokoi v'yim shachatu b'boil. Ela she'in mumchim v'bodkin oto sagi to let the commander live the king. Ikeri amar revin homar chikta nako shachatin nako mumchzokim shachatin. Meaning you don't need to know that the guy is a mumcha. Because robetzin et shachita mumchin it. Bamed varma murm shachtu lefadino shtayim v'shalosh pamim v'lonit alef. Aval, lo shachat lefadino shtayim v'shalosh pamim, lo yishchot shema yit alef. Ve'im shachat v'amar bori li shalonit alef, tishchitato kshira, chutz b'cher shot v'kod yafilu liyav anamilo, shema yishu, shema yidrutsu, shema yachlid. V'kulan shachtu ahev. Ilay macher shot v'kod nal okoy, ve'im shachatu b'boil, ela asha'in muhzokin, ha'amret b'bori li sagit. Don't let the commander lose shayle. So he's able to handle the kulan on both counts. Now, Ravina and Rabba Barula, therefore the only ones that have satisfactorily handled the v'kulan. So they are certainly not going to entertain a bias pshat, Rava's pshat, Ravashi's pshat about the McDonald's. Lo amri, mishum dekashu v'chulam. Now, not everybody would agree with Rabba Bar Ula, because he inserted the problem of kutchim. So, lahaklish de'amatalka ikar, and we're just repeating it, that's ridiculous, they would say. Hatam ikar, v'kutchim koi. Lahaklish adonar hatam ikar, v'hocha aydi tana tami v'chulin, tana name tami v'mukdashim, they disagree on the primary assumption over here. And that is that tami v'chulin gufalo itstrichalei, because chulin shanasu atarata kodesh lavka kodesh dama. What about Ravina? I mean, why not agree with Ravina? It's great, isn't it? Well, no, because la'achlish lama mumchin in she mumchin lo, they hold that mumchin is not an issue. Rov mitzin is a shita mumchin, and we never ask a guy to pass a test. It's sort of like teachers; they don't need to know anything. La'achlish lama muhzakin in she ain muhzakin lo la lo fe lo cheshinon. Rov lo amar kabaya. He explained why, because omer agav is unnecessary. Abaya Lama Karava, he says there's a difference between Yai Nesach issues and Shechita, because Hatav Lo Naga HaKanaga. Ravashi may disagree with both of them, because he holds Kutim or Goyim for all intents and purposes, and they're only Gerei Arayot. Abaye, we understand, wouldn't want to say like Ravashi about McDonald's, because maybe he disagrees with the Rava's approach that a McDonald's boy is kosher. But Rava is the one who spoke about McDonald's. Why isn't he the one to say that that's an exposition of the Mishnah? What did he get into this kuti jazz for? He never did. He was only arguing with Abaye. He's a devil's advocate. That was the Lidvar of the Abaye Kamalelo Sfirale. And he personally, indeed, might have read it in terms of McDonald's. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Okay, so we're holding today on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And once again, remember that what we're trying to do is to discover a mode of understanding the Mishnah in which one hidden element, which is the Hakol, is sometimes kosher and sometimes possible, depending on the details, and which further can be explained by the V'chulam, because the V'chulam doesn't seem to go back only on Chereshot of the Kof, and therefore the Achirim Royin Oysov would have to be Makshir, even the Chatzila, in the a case which otherwise would have been possible, would have to be Makshir with Achirim Royin Oysov. So the first approach to our Mishnah, which actually worked very nicely, because it answered all of these things, was Rabbi Barula's approach, that the Mishnah was coming to discuss a hidden variable, namely Tumah. And the two cases, the Chatzila case was the case of Tumah when it comes to Chulin, that were Nasu al Taras HaKedesh. Obviously, going according to Man Yomar holds that Chulin Shanasu al Taras HaKedesh Ki Kedesh Damu. And the case of Bidi Avad was referring to Tameh BeKedesh, and Tameh BeKedesh itself, we don't want you to do it because the Hashash of a Diraisa, Mishmeret, to take care of Kachim, the Hashash that even if he's using it back in Aruka, possibilities are that it'll be Matamid, and therefore we have to be careful. The Acherim Rein Meisam, we explained by saying it was talking about a case where the guy wasn't around, so we couldn't ask him, so therefore it says if we have a videotape of it, we'll know whether it was tummy or not. Today we have a second approach, and this is now on the end of the sixth line on Gimel Amud Aleph. Abaya says, I suggest we could read the hidden variable as referring to a kuti. So Okikatani, Hakol Shochtim Afilu Kuti. Now obviously he holds that a kuti is a Jew. Otherwise, we'll see later on, a goy cannot shech. And we'll see this about Machlokas later on, whether a kutim are considered to be gerei arayot, or if they're gerei emet, if they're gerei arayot. And in the case of the kutim, which we'll discuss later, the gerut would not have been chal. The problem with the kutim is that they were not makbid on all halachas. One of the things they weren't makbid on was mishnei iver. because they define lefever as meaning exactly what it says. Don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. But as far as giving somebody tarfus to eat, it's not a problem. So the kuti, we've got a problem not in terms of the essence of his heter for shechting, but of whether we can rely on his shechita. So therefore, the way to read the Mishnah is like this. Hakol shechtim afilu kuti even l'chatzchila. But when is it l'chatzchila? This is Dafka if he's being watched carefully by a kosher Jew who keeps all of the mitzvahs. And this would be now explaining the second case, which is only b'diavad. If the Jew is only a yotze v'nichnas and he's not standing there the whole time, lo yishrot, then he cannot shecht. Now, so when would it be that it would be kosher, b'diavad? Im shachat, chotech kezayit basar v'notelo. What you can do is you can cut off a piece of meat from what he shafted and give it to him to eat. Because he's makbet not to eat tarfut. He's just not makbet to give tarfut to somebody else. So achlo, if he'll eat that piece of meat, then mutar le'echol mishchitato. Lo achlo, asur le'echol mishchitato. So that would be the case of the b'diavad. Yeah, because I think what you want to ask is there a reason why we shouldn't do that l'chatzchila? All right, so we'll see. We'll see that we have a problem of l'chatzchila putting people into positions in which they could be makalk l'shchita. And that's clear because the Mishnah says, Shema yikalk l'shchita. The Gemara later on will question why that's true. In the future, correct. So then the Mishnah continues, Chutz b'cher shot of a cotton da afil di'avad namilo. Over there, even b'di'avad we wouldn't give them, even if somebody is standing there. Because Shema Yishu, Shema Yidrusu, Shema Yachalidu. So there, as we said, those are three of the five Sulam of Shechita, the first three that we've met so far. Shehiya is that we pointed out every act of Shechita is essentially an act of Tarfus. If you stop long enough in the middle, the act then wasn't completed, and instead the animal became treif. Now when you go ahead and you continue to shef, you're shefting a treif animal. That's called shehiya, waiting around. Yidrus was pressed down on the knife in such a way that it cuts without going back and forth sufficiently. And the achalita was where the knife is covered. The kulam sheshachtu, okay, so now let's continue according to Abaye. How do you explain the end of the Mishnah? The kulam sheshachtu, when all of those who shechted and others saw, it would be kosher. And explain to me what that's going back. They certainly not going to tell me that's going back only on Chayr Shef of the Kot. Now, Lorkor, it's just going back on that case. So then, the im shachatu mi boile, it should say, but if they do shachatu. That doesn't mean the chulan. The chulan seems to be saying all of the above. That means it would have to be going back on the hidden case of kuti. So it's going back on kuti too, but you said that if other people are looking, that Achirim Roimosan, Kishrael Yisrael Omeid Agabav, Shoked Afilu L'Chatzchila. You said then that's a L'Chatzchila, it's not a B'diavad. You said it's a B'diavad, if he shocked it, and we have a videotape, and so on and so forth. Kasha, that's a problem. You understand that it's not a devastating problem, because we could easily explain that Yisrael Omeid Agabav, he's aware of it. And Kulam Sheshokta means that we have a videotape of what he wasn't aware of, therefore we have whatever chashash we had, as Rafi pointed out, of not giving it to him in the first place. Okay. Oh my Rabba. Rabba says, I have a problem with your whole pshat, because your pshat is based on being machalic between two cases. Yisrael Omid al-Gabav, in which case it's Mutar L'Chatzchila, and Yisrael Yotzei V'Nichnas, in which case it's not Mutar L'Chatzchila. But that isn't true, because a Yotzei V'Nichnas, we always found, back in the Masechet Avodah Zarah, that a Yotzei V'Nichnas is, in fact, sufficient. You don't need a Mashgiach to be there all the time. So why are you saying Yotzei V'Nichnas L'Chatzchila lo? The Yotzei V'Nichnas L'Chatzchila lo? But Tnan, doesn't it say B'Feirush al-Aminiyah Pavitko Chavim B'Chanuto? If you leave a goy in your store, which you have wine, the Israel Yotzei V'Nichnas, you have a Mashgiach walking in and out. That's fine. It doesn't have to be the whole time Mutar. It seems to be that it's okay. No, says Abaye. What rises there from there? Also, Mika Tani. It doesn't say over there that you can, maniac. It doesn't say you can leave a guy. It says, if you left a guy, he said, it was not Yosef and Ignas. So that doesn't prove anything. Now, obviously, that doesn't really help Abaye very much. Because Abaye, anyway, as Tosis points out, if he's Yotzei Mehitna, then the case would be that it would be not kosher even b'diavad, unless we have the test. We're still going to have to do the test, namely giving him a piece of meat and seeing whether it was kosher or not. So Tosis points out that Abaye isn't really saying this answer. Doesn't say, he's not saying this answer to explain himself. All he's doing is pointing out to Rava that he doesn't understand it either. And it's what's Rava coming to think that he knows what the meaning is. Over there also he's not being medayik properly. So let's first zero in on the question. He's pushing Rava into the corner. Elamiha. Okay, so fine, says Rava. I'll bring it from here. Ein ha-shomer tzarich liyot yoshevu mishamer. Now here it says, a shomer for kashrus of wine doesn't have to sit there the whole time. That means doesn't have to. It's even l'chabkila, right? Doesn't have to. Ela filu yavapish yatsivin ichnas, it's mutter. Therefore, says Rav, I disagree with you. If you want to learn that the Mishnah is referring, the hidden idea over here is kusi, and the variable is the yisroelomit agav of yatsivin ichnas, that's wrong. If you want to learn kusi, then the variable would be whether he's yatsivin ichnas or not there at all.
But you know really with the kusi that he's got a bayal l'chabkila. Is then what's in there? You can't rely on him. On a guy, even if he's in your store, he's there long enough that you should probably rely on him. You know, he does his work properly.
Well, but we're not talking about it. We're not talking about that kind of case, anyway. Even if you're right, we're not talking about that kind of case. We're talking about a one-time event. Why should you complicate it? But when it comes to the Ayin Nezel, the fact that he'll do his work properly is not enough of a... is not a help, because that's the fact on the drop button. If the guy was alone, no, it's the fact that you rely on the guy doesn't make it kosher. Because that's exactly what the gezeirah is of Stam Yena. Is that it's not up to you to determine. It's not like Stam to determine whether you have a shiloh. They created the shiloh. Normally you have a question, do I have a shiloh? The guy was here, do I have to worry about it? It's something else over there. Maybe you can rely on your feelings. Therefore, says Rav, if you want to learn it's talking about kuti, the way to set up the Mishnah, the variables are like this. Hakol shoftin means a chatzchila, even a kuti. When would a kuti be able to shef a chatzchila? Lamed devarim amurim kish Yisrael yotzei v'nichnas. I think the temperature is already over 80. We can probably turn off the heat. So when is it true that Yisrael is yotzei v'nichnas in the room? And that's enough, a chatzchila. Aval. But in a case where you come into the room and find that the kuti has shechted already with nobody being yotzei v'nichnas, that would be the case of the bidyavad. How would it be kosher bidyavad? Chotech yizayit basar v'notein lo. Achlo mutar l'achol mishritato. Lo achlo osar l'achol mishritato. Then the mission would continue. Chutz v'cher shot v'kotten. Because over there, afilo diavad nami, there would be no test, even bidyavad, because Shema Shaul. We said would be medayik. Why says in the future Shema Yishu, Shema Yidrusu, Shema Yachlidu? Okay, but then we have the same problem with Rava as we did with Abaye, namely, what's the meaning of the Kulon Shishoftu? Kulon Shishoftu is referring to what Rava? So hey, Eli Masher Shet Lekotin Halokoi. If it's only a reference to the last case that we said, namely Masher Shet Lekotin, then it doesn't have to say all of the above. It could have just said and if they. So the Imshachtu unquote Miboyle, all it should have said is. If they shechted, then it would be okay if somebody saw them. Elabad, it must be it's going all the way back on Kuti. But on Kuti, you said you don't need for someone to have seen it. It's enough if he was Yotzei v'nichnas. So how does that work out? Kasha, that's the problem. Okay, now the mice, as I said, it's not a devastating problem. Because we could have the same answer on Rav as we could have on Abaye. Namely, that a videotape, Leachar Maisa, the person isn't aware of, doesn't mean that we're going to allow such a thing, look up to you. Yes, we want to just say, and you should know, that in a case where somebody wasn't aware of the fact, then you're not allowed to allow him, you're not allowed for him to do it, look up to you. But if it was done, so you could check your video. In any event, the question over here is, on Abaye from the case of Shomer Yotzei v'Nichnas, correct? Now, we'll see later on what it's clear, of course, I think to you right away, what the difference is in the cases, that when somebody's holding on to something, and can do a psul and shrita, which is instantaneous. It's a little different from being caught going over to Yayin Netzach, and over there Yosef and Nichnas, and these may be different. But we'll talk about that later. So far, that means we now have three approaches. There are actually two approaches with one variable in the approach. So the first approach, Rabba Barula, is that the hidden issue in the Mishnah is Tuma. The variables are Legabe Chulin, Shnasu Atar HaKadosh, or Kachim. And according to Abaye and Rabba, the hidden element in the Mishnah is Kuti. The variables, according to Abaye, are Yisrael Loimed Agava Vernada and Agava. And according to Rava, the variables are Yisrael Yotzei Nichnas or Lo Yotzei Nichnas. Ravashi Aman. Ravashi has a third major approach. Okay, Ketanim. Hakol Shav Chatim, the hidden issue is over here. What if the guy's a mummer? The guy doesn't eat kosher. He's known to go into a McDonald's if he has the urge. Can you eat his shvita? That's what the Mishnah is saying. Hakol Shofti, even if he's a Yisrael mummer. What type of mummer do we mean? We mean a mummer l'avodas kohanim? No. We mummer l'mayla chol nevelot l'tayavon. In other words, the guy is certainly not trying to prove a point. He's not a mummer l'hachis. If he has kosher food available, he'll eat kosher food. It's just l'tayavon. I mean, if he really desires a good McDonald's and that's what's available, he's going to go in. Now that would be going according to Rava. The Yomar Rava Yisrael Mumar Ochel Levelot L'Teyavon. But the din is, if you have a Yisrael Mumar, who's only a Mumar L'Teyavon, so although he won't go to any particular trouble to eat kosher, but you could always be Bodek Sakin. It's a lot of trouble to get a kosher knife. Because it can't have any Pegimot, as we'll see later on. It has to be absolutely smooth. Okay, but if you do the work on the knife, you give them a knife that's kosher to shaft with. So then he doesn't have to say, I'm not going to take the trouble to make the knife kosher. And then you give it to him, and he does the shvita. So then it would be mutar l'achol mishvitato. So the variable would be, does he have a kosher knife? Avalo badak v'natanlo. But if you didn't give him that knife, so then you can't have him shaft. So then what's the bidyavad? If he did go ahead and shaft, the lo yishkot, but im shachat, continues the Mishnah, kosher. When your bodek sakino achara, then you take the knife after he shafts, nimtzeit sakino yafel, if the sakin is in good shape, mutar lecho mishchitata v'imav, asur lecho mishchatit mishchitata, then it's simply a question of finding out whether the knife was okay. Chutz mecher shatav katan, continues the Mishnah, but cher shatav katan, even if you would give them a knife, no. And even if you found the knife to be kosher, no. That people do have a namilo. Shema Yeshu, Shema Yerusha, Shema Yachalidu. Because they just make a mess of things. They have a tendency always to make a mess of things, no matter how much everybody wants to do things right. Yeah, and then continue. And then the Mishnah says, but Kulam Shishachtu, what's that referring to? Kulam Shishachtu Vachem Rona, Samahe, what case is that? If it's talking about a Kher Shot of a Kotan, Alokoi, then there's no need to say Bakulan. They could have said Ve'im Shachatu. You have a videotape. You see that there was no Shia, no Jerusa, no Chaloda. So then it would be okay. So then it should say, quote, Ve'im Shachatu, unquote, Reboile. That's all it should have said.
Chalida.
Is a covered knife. Yeah, the details of the covered knife we'll discuss later in the sugya.
There's some action. All the other things is an action in cutting.
Well, it's also an action because it could depend how you insert, if you insert the knife in the neck without, and then cut the simonim normally, that would be a chaloda. So it can be an action too.
But a video wouldn't help you know whether.
Oh yeah, sure it would. Because the video shows you that he moved his hand back and forth, it shows you that he stopped in the middle, and it shows you whether the knife was covered or not, or did it cut from the outside. Now, so I don't get it. What's the case? You say now it can't be referring to Kher Shot of a Kotan alone. So it's got to be going back to the hidden case. The hidden case is the Yisrael Mumer. And what's it saying? If somebody sees him, I thought you said you don't need to see him. If he has a kosher knife, then the assumption is that it's kosher. So how does the end of the Mishnah work? So if it's going back on Yisrael Mumer, either Barak Sakin Velotin Lo, if you gave him the knife, so then why does anybody have to see him? Ah, but Shokin, even the Chasiva. If you're not bodek the knife, so then mamonoshach. If the knife is here, then go and be bodek it. You don't need anybody to have seen it. Either eat the sakin, so then be bodek ashtav, be bodek it now. Vidaladitakin, if you don't have the knife, what good is it to have a videotape? It's all very nice to see a guy shechting, but how do you know that he shechted with a kosher knife? It may look like a perfect shechita in terms of his action, but it gives you absolutely no information. Maybe he used a sakin paguma. Kasha, that is a problem. The last piece of the mission again doesn't fit well according to the way Rav Ashi is learning. Now the truth is that the Tosfos points out, it's a little strange that we were never worried about the sakin before when it came to the kutin. All of a sudden when it comes to the Yisrael Mumer, we're worried. Tosfos learns, because again, if he's planning to do it for us, then he wouldn't bother, because he doesn't care about Lishna either. So Tosfos says the point is that the kuti, we don't need bedikat sakin, because, I mean, it's never mentioned, it's impossible that this Aiden thing that the Gemara didn't deal with until now, must be because he is afraid that he's going to be checked. Whereas the Yisrael Mumer assumes he's being allowed to check, but everybody's viewing him as a kosher shechet. They didn't inform Jew. I mean, they're clearly appointing me. I mean, what's the problem? Why would anybody look at my knife? But the Kusi is anxious to prove his kashrus over here. He knows that he's under suspicion. So the mail of the knife, we don't worry about, because it's always as if Yisrael Omer al Gaba. Because the very fact that it could be checked is the equivalent of the Yisrael coming in. That's what this would be again. We'll see later on. Actually, reform would be not be mumr latei avon. Reform would be worse. But we're going to get to the question of mumr. We're going to discuss it at length.
They both check the knives before and after, and they have them on videotape. Is that saying anything about the shechting?
It's saying that they're very, very marked, and that they're very wonderful shechting. I believe you checked it there for a while.
As I said, I was.
Yes, that's right.
I wonder what was going on.
Yeah.
Did you smile for the video at least?
So it continues the Gemara. All right. So now we have three major pshatim and two sub pshatim under the kuti. So again, our pshatim, just to remember, because the Gemara is going to be discussing why everyone holds and doesn't hold of anybody else, so it's important to remember. The first pshat of Rabbi Barula was referring to what? Tuma. The second pshat was according to Rava and Abaya. Both were learning that the case was kuti, correct. The hidden variable being according to Abaya, according to Abaya, Omer Agaba. According to Rava, Nichnas V'yotze. Okay, the third case, according to Rav Ashi, was talking about the Mumer. The hidden variable being, did you give him a knife or did you not give him a knife? Okay, those last three all had a problem with the Bechula. So it would be understandable why nobody would want to say those pshatim, because the vechulam doesn't fit very well. Okay, another pshat now, yet a fifth pshat, Ravinama. Haki Katani. The hidden variable, I mean rather, the hidden issue in the Mishnah, the case, would be the question of mumchim. Now we have two different questions when it comes to Shechita. One is the knowledge, the theoretical knowledge. That's called expert. In Hebrew, mumcha. It doesn't mean expert as in English, which is called muhzak. Okay? So a mumcha is knowledgeable about shechita. A muhzak is an expert in the act of shechita. It is theoretically possible to be an expert, not in English, but in Hebrew. You could separate the act. Well, yes, you could be on paper, then you're a mumcha. Or you could be an expert in the act and not know anything about what you're doing. You just got used to doing it correctly. But you don't know what the rules are or anything else. Correct. Experienced at Shechita. Right. So, we wouldn't really call him an expert if he doesn't know what he's doing, even if he's very experienced. Yeah. All right. So now, these are the issues that are currently being brought up in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, that the Mishnah is making hidden assumptions about your level of expertise. So the first pshat, Ravina's pshat, and you can see this is a very reasonable thing that the Mishnah would want to address on some level. When we say hakol shel, then the first thing that asks you, oh, so in other words, I should just walk over and grab a knife and do shechita? Is that what hakol shel means? So it's clear that the Mishnah wants to address this by leaving you confused as to when hakol shel or when shechita sechera. Therefore, says Ravina, that's the whole point. Hokitoni, Hakol Shoftim means Hakol Mumchim Shoftim, which is a big Kiddush, because it means even though you're not a Mumchzak, but you're a Mumche. So in other words, even though you're not experienced, but you are knowledgeable, you could pass a test in Shvita, you can check even though you never did the act. And the test that you passed is not to actually take an animal, it's to talk about it. Okay, that's a big Kiddush, right? Vamed Vorim Amurim. Now, that could mean, when we say Mumche, again, the hidden variable we don't know yet. The Mumchen we could take in two ways. We could take Mumche as an assumption, or we could take Mumche as someone who passed the test. So therefore, says the Gemara, Vamed Vorim, the hidden variable is this. He can check lechatchila sheyodin bo sheyodea lo mayokot shchita where he took a test. But ein yodin bo sheyodea lo mayokot shchita, the fact that the guy has a long black beard and, you know, has been sitting and learning for a long time and so on means nothing if he hasn't passed the test. Lo yishchot. If the im shakar, if he does go and check, then you give him a test. If he knows how to pass the test, then botkim oto. Im yodea lo mayokot shchita, if he has the halakas down, מותר לאכול משחיתתו, ואם לאו, אסור לאכול משחיתתו. חוץ מחר שוטה וקוטן, where even if they could pass the test, we do not allow them to check. There, אפילו דיעבד נמי לא, שמי ישו, שמי ישו, שמי יחלידו, because they're not in touch with what they're doing. So the knowledge does not necessarily mean that what it is that they're going to do is going to be commensurate with their knowledge. Okay, so again, so how do we understand the Kulan Shashachtu? The Kulan Shashachtu means, Vachem Rovi Nosan. What's that talking about? Which case? Again, quote, v'im shachatu, unquote, miboyloi. There'd be no reason to put in that word v'chulam. Ela, it's got to be going about to the first case in the Mishnah, which says when someone is not a mumcha. To talk about a case where he wasn't a mumcha, meaning we didn't know that he could pass the test, not that we know that he doesn't know what he's doing. We had assumed he was okay. When you asked me, what, do you know that he knows Hilchos Shchita? No, actually, I never saw any Kabbalah on him that he knows Hilchos Shchita. Okay, so then why do we need a videotape? Why can't we just give him a test now? What's a videotape? What's the point? The Bodkim Oto Sagi. I thought you said we can give him a test. To let you look at him, the case. Point is, if he's not here, we can't give him a test. So it comes along the mission to say, but if you videotaped it, so then it would be kosher.
What was the equivalent of
a
videotape before 1970?
There was a time when there was no videotape.
Somebody having been there.
Well, what you mean? Yeah,
Somebody saw him. So there's an assumption that if you know theoretically, unlike a shocker, then it is going to impact that you probably will be able to do it.
Correct. In other words, we have over here the right to make a chazaka that if you know what you're doing, the chazaka is that it was done correctly. That's one level of Ravina. Here, too, we have two levels, just like we have by Kuti. There's an Ikari Amre in which Ravina says the exact opposite. Hakol Shoftim means anyone experienced at Shechita can check. So if somebody is presents himself as a Sheikh, it's fine to eat from a Shechita. What is the variable? And that's Apo Bishen Mumchen, even though he didn't pass the test. Now, the Bameh Devar Mamur, the variable is that he passed the test in terms of reality. That he showed that he knows how to do it. We don't know whether he knows the rules if something goes wrong, but he knows how to do it. So he actually went ahead and checked it. We see him two or three times checking. The Velonitz Aleph, and he didn't get faint in the middle, so that he would perhaps be showers, not be aware exactly what he was doing. Aval lo shakat lefaneinu shnayim b'shalosh pa'amim lo yishkot. You don't put a position, a guy, to do shchita, where you haven't watched him shecht, or somebody hasn't given him a ketav kabbalah that he has actually shechted in front of him. Shema yitaleif. I mean, for all the good intentions, we don't know what's going to come out of this. Feel faint.
Yeah,
is the point.
Why an issue that he's got it theoretically? He doesn't know, understand when it comes to it, how to do it.
Because we have a right to assume, as we'll see, that road with Tzion Eitz HaShechita Mumchin Hei. A person who goes to do Shechita does know that we don't have to check. If we knew for a fact that he doesn't know, it wouldn't help.
So the only issue we can experience is emotional, you got to handle it.
Yeah.
It's not knowledge.
but only because of the assumption of knowledge.
Right.
Okay, because if Lamaisa, we know for a fact that he doesn't know Ilcha Shlita. So the point is that we could rely on the assumption that being experienced, he also knows Halacha. And that we'll see later on. But that Tosfos points out over here, don't misunderstand the Gemara. The Gemara is not saying that experience is sufficient without knowledge. Because, I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong without you even being aware of it. What good is the experience if you won't know that this was a problem?
This is experience as an indicator.
Barnea, your head is getting dangerously close to the open Gemara. I would suggest taking off the glasses. They don't break when the crash finally occurs.
On the videotape,
please
check the videotape. Does that person have to be a mumtah to know what he's looking for? Because otherwise, how would he know what he's seeing?
That's a very good question. He could be asked. You're saying it's a milsidol ramule. That's a very good point. Very good point. Actually, if it would be a milsidol ramule, it's actually Rava's own svara. Milsidol ramule ainche lavadaite. Something that a person is not aware that he's looking for, he doesn't notice. So that's very possible. That's very possible that in that case we would need actually someone who knows what he was looking for.
Well, someone looks at the video afterwards.
Yeah, the video, but he's saying, what if there's no video? That's the problem. Before videos, the videotaper was very, actually only saw the things he was looking to see. I mean, that's the question. So now we ask about this approach, according to the Igri Amre, that the issue is experience rather than knowledge. So how does we explain now, after Chutz Becher Shatrakot, Afidu Deyavananilo, Shem Yishu, Shem Yishu, Shem Yechalidu, how do we explain the Bechut Shalchatu? Hey, what's that going on? Again, Ilei Ma'afer Shatrakot, Ma'aloka, it's only going on that case, why does it say Vechula? It should just say Ve'im Shalchatu Niboile. Elas, what he's saying is going back on the hidden case. The hidden case being where he's not a muzik. But you said you don't need any observer. You don't need any videotape. You could just ask the guy. And if he says, Borei, I'm sure that I didn't faint. So then fine. Then he's reliable. I thought you said that the case was where is the b'diavad kosher, where he said, I know I didn't feel faint. I was fine. So how come over here we're saying you need to have somebody look at him? Well, in that case he's talking about where he's not here. So the second case of Ravina actually works out well, because we do have an explanation of the Fuchulam according to it, right? Okay, so we now have Rabba Barula's case, we have Abaya's case, we have Rabba's case, we have Ravashi's case, and we have two variations on Ravina's case about either Mumche or Muchzak respectively. Now, Ravina and Rabba Bar Ula, they were the two approaches that worked out the Chulan. And therefore, obviously, they will reject the other three approaches. So they will not want to say like Abaya or like Rava or Ravashi Lo Amri, because the latter three, the Kashilu V'Chulan. I mean, those, they never worked out the word V'Chulan in the Mishnah. And that is a devastating problem to those who are able to work it out, and therefore Rabba Bar Ula rejects that as fatal. Now, the reason that we don't all agree to Rabba Bar Ula, because Rabba Bar Ula is really a nice pshat, in that it seems to, you know, connect the Mishnayos directly to what was going on before, and the variables are perfect, and it's the same case, just the difference whether it's chulin, difference if it's kachin. So why wouldn't somebody want to say Rabba Bar Ula? Now you remember in Rabba Bar Ula there were two approaches. One of the problems in Rabba Bar Ula was why the Mishnah here would be addressing the din of Tamei B'Mugdashim, and why isn't that an issue for Kachim? Since it does say it in the Mishnah in Zvachim. So what are we doing with it here? So we had two answers. One of his answers was that the Iker is here, and that by Kachim we only discuss the problems of Shkita because we were talking about Psulim. Okay? Now that answer did not make sense according to those who reject. If that's, again, gentlemen, please pay attention. Richie, this is an important idea. Normally we're used to an Ebayit Ema as simply meaning, you can say this, if you want. Ebayit Ema. If you want to, then say it. We don't take it seriously that it's not just options, it's different approaches. Now here it's very clear from the sugya that is not the way to understand Ebayit Ema. Ebayit Ema, you don't have your options saying, there's two ways of doing it, but they're very, very different,
And if you hold of one, you will not hold of the other. You're not being relaxed about this issue. So now, according to the first approach was the Iker Dinim of Zvichar here in Chulin. In Karchim, it's only mentioned Aga. Okay? According to that approach, so Lahak Mishtadam at Hacha Iker, they disagree. And they say, Adarabah Hatam Iker. Why in the world would this be the place to discuss the din of Tameh B'Mukdashim? Makes more sense to talk about it in Zvachim, because the Karchim Koy, I mean, that's what we're talking about, is Karchim. Why would it come secondarily to the din of Zvicha? Okay. Lahak Mishtadam, according to the other approach of the Ibayit Ema, so then, what did we say? That Hasam Iker. That since it talks about in our Mishnah din of Chulin Shnatzer Taras HaKodesh, it also mentions the din of Kachim as a variable. No, not acceptable. Why? And we don't say, well, if it's not acceptable, why don't you take the other shot? You see? So I'm saying each one is either it's this or it's that. It's not just, you can just, you know, throw your hat up in the air and decide. If you hold of the other approach, then you have to find another reason to reject Rabbi Barula. And that reason is, I disagree with the whole idea of Chulin Shnatzer HaTaras HaKodesh. Adarabha, there's no such thing as Chulin Shnatzer HaTaras HaKodesh. Tameh b'Chulin gufalo yitzrichalei. What are you telling me? I'm bringing in Kachim because I'm talking about Chulin. There's no such thing by Chulin. Chulin Shnatzer HaTaras HaKodesh, lav k'kodesh damu. It's your own imagination to try to make Chulin to Kodesh. And there is no Takana de Rabbana that says that when Chulin is pretended to be like Kodesh, it gets Dinim of Kachin. And therefore, why would the Mishnah say? And if there's no Kiddush involved in a Tamei Shechting Chulin. What the heck is the problem of a Chulin? There's no problem in a Tamei Shechting.
In a regular situation.
Yeah. Why would there be a problem with Tamei that the Mishnah would have to address Tamei? The only reason you have to address Tamei is because this guy decided that, well, my Chulin is going to be like Kodesh. Now, that's very nice. Maybe your Chulin is supposed to dress in their shorts and dance around with tap dancing. What does that have to do with Shrita? That's right. Well, you decide, do what you want. Now, Kulika Ravina lo Amri, the reason that Ravina's pshat, which makes so much sense, you know, about the difference between Mumcha and Mukzak, and whether you have to be a Mumcha or you have to be a Mukzak. Well, the Lashon in Ravina, the first Lashon that was talking about Mumchin, but you ain't Mumchin lo. They hold you never need to give a Bechina to someone because you can always assume that if he's Shechting, he had a Bechina. And Rav Mitzuyan Eitz HaShechita Mumchin. He knows. But what Ravina is saying is, well, you can't rely on the fact that the guys are Shechit. You have to find out. Why do you have to find out? It's a chazaka that the guy is a kosher Shechit. And according to the other lashon that says that the experience is essential, and it's not enough to assume that he knows the halachas, why would he not be able to put it to effect when he knows? Look, is he going to get faint? What's the, you know, what are the chances the guy's going to get faint?
Why is it not that this role?
Because that's what we base all our halachas on. No, we don't have to be chayish for.
Although I'm sure
we'll
get
fine. Because throughout the Nesefta, we eat the base of the road. I mean, you know, you find a piece of meat in the street, you eat it. A piece of meat falls from the sky, you eat it. Doesn't have any OU stamped on it. So therefore you can eat it. Alright, now the question is, getting into the subversion over here, Rav and Abaye. Right. Now, we know why Rava, remember that, Rava and Abaye both have the issue as Kuti, and the discussion is, what's the variable? Is the variable Oymer Agabav, or is the variable Yosef and Ichnas, like Rava learns? Now, we know why Rava doesn't want to say Abaye's shot. He said, because he already proved it. I thought it was only with David Solomon. Wait a minute, we're zeroing in on the problem here. Yeah, but wait a minute, when... No, but when Talmud isn't here, the same level of noise comes from that corner.
The corner.
So we know why Rabbi doesn't want to say Abaye, Because it says, Enoch Shomer Tzorach Miyos Yoshim V'Meshomer. So why would I need a Ramin Al-Gabav if it's Yotzev Nichmas, the Farish, is good and everybody relies on the Yotzev Nichmas for all Hekshirim? I mean, it's, what's a bias problem over here? Of course, Rava rejects the Yotzev Nichmas. I mean, the Ramin Al-Gabav. But Abaye, why doesn't Abaye hold like Rava, since Rava had a good proof that Enoch Shomer Tzorach Miyos Yoshim V'Meshomer? Because he says, well, there's no comparison. Hatam lo naga. I mean, what kind of comparison? A guy's in a store, and there's somebody walking in and out of the store. If he walks over to the wine, he's got his hand in the wine. The guy finds him with his hands in the wine. What? So he's not going to do that. Over here, the guy is holding a knife. He's holding a neck. I understand. So what are we going to catch him in the tenth of a second in which there's going to be a problem? That is what he's worried about. Why is he worried about that? So Mimela is no comparison unless he's standing there and looking at him. Therefore, says Abaye, the hidden variable is Eimer Agabav, not Yosef and Ignas. So Hacham Agav. Now, Ravashi doesn't want to talk about Kutim. See, Ravashi doesn't have much advantage over by saying Yisrael Mumer over the case of Kuti, because his Pshat V'chulon doesn't work out either. So what does he have against the Rav and Abaye's Pshat and Kuti? What he has against it is he holds that Kutim can't check at all. He holds Kasava Kutim Geri Arayotin, that Kutim are only Gerim because they were being eaten up by lions and assumed that the Lord was after them and that they better get on his good graces. And that is not considered to be a true Gerut. Now, it's very important to note that Tosfos over here explains that the Gemara says elsewhere that Gerei Arayot are perfectly kosher Gerim. Not referring to Kutim. Gerei Arayot, Gerei Chalomot. The guy has some kind of weird vision in his dream. You must become Jewish or you die. So he goes and becomes Jewish. Now come on, we don't call that garbage. What kind of dream? So the guy's got some mental conditions. So therefore his Gerei should be kosher. But Lamaita, the Gemara says, it doesn't matter ultimately what the motivation was. Bottom line is, he accepted Gerut wholeheartedly, so he's a Ger. So Tosfos says, if that's the case, what's the difference of Kutim or Gerei Arayot? They're not worse than all these other madmen. Answers Tosfos, because the only time we say Gerei Arayot or Gerei Chalomot, our kosher Gerim, is where the Gerut itself was an actual Kabbalah. But we know that the Kutim never gave up on Avodah Zarah. They had the whole time, they had the Yonah and Har Gerizim and so on. So that means the fact that they were Arayot meant that there was never a Kabbalah, that they were Nichshalim. There never had been really a Kabbalah. Therefore, even if Mandi Amar, who says Kutim Gerei Emet, is because he holds that there was a later Gerut of Kutim that came after the story of the original Arayot. But everybody agrees that that type of Gerei Arayot are not true Gerim. And everybody agrees to the reality of what was happening. That's a pasuk that says that they were being attacked by Arayot. So Mamela, the question over here is, was there a re-Gerut of Kutim? That's the issue. Or they remained Gerei Arayot. So according now to Ravashi, I can't say that the Shpita of a Kuti is kosher if a Yisrael is Eimer Agava. That would be like saying that the Shkita of a Goy would be kosher if a Yisrael is Eimer Agava. But we learn out from a Pasuk v'zabachta kasher tziviticha, that Masha Tazoveach Ata Ochel, but not what others who are not Chayav and Zviyacha would eat. So Mamela, it's no way to make the Mishnah work out with Kutim. Abaye talks about Kutim as opposed to Yisrael Mumer, which is a more likely kind of shot. Why didn't he say Ravashi's shot? Because he doesn't hold of Rava, who says that a guy who will eat at McDonald's is kosher as a shofet. So lo sovela kerava. The problem is, why doesn't Rava say his own shot? Rava is the author of the halacha of the McDonald's Mumer. And yet, when Rava came to discuss the Mishnah, he says the Mishnah is talking about a kuti. Why doesn't he just say his own shot? It's talking about the Yisrael Mumer. Answers the Gemara, Rava, my time alone, like a Shemite, say, he does, actually. Rava himself would understand the Mishnah like Ravashi. This discussion of Rava was all about the hidden variable, Aliba Dabai. So Rava was saying, look, my own personal opinion is the Mishnah is talking about Yisrael Mumer, and it's not talking about a Kutim. But If you insist on understanding the mission of the Barakuti, then at least don't give me this business about Yisrael Lomid Al-Gabov when the dinners of the Yotzev and Nichlas is sufficient. So he wasn't really saying that's how he understands it. Actually, there's a word of the Abaye to Amar. The lay, lo sphere, like he himself does not hold that that's the meaning of the mission.